once again. As usual, I must warn you all that this year's Halloween show is very, very scary, and those of you with young children may want to send them off to bed. Oh, my. It seems the show is so scary that Congress won't even let us show it. Instead, they've suggested the 1947 classic Glenn Ford movie, 200 Miles to Oregon.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust your picture. We are controlling the transmission.
What's that, boy? We're in control? Hey, look! I can see my voice! Blip, 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 blip. This is my voice on TV.
Dad, you're ruining the mood.
Sorry.
For the next half hour, we will control what you see and hear. You are about to experience the terror and foul horror of The Simpsons Halloween Special.
Did you remember to lock the front door of the house?
Don't! Well, it's been two long trips, but we're finally almost there again.
When you locked the front door, did you remember to lock the back door?
Don't!
Oh, no! We left Grandpa back at the gas station. What about Grandpa?
Goody, the Sea Monkeys, I ordered have arrived. Look at them, Cavort and Keeper.
Sir, they're the new winter caretakers for the lodge.
Yes, they work hard and they play hard. This house has quite a long and colorful history. It was built on an ancient Indian burial ground and was the setting of satanic rituals, witch burnings, and five John Denver Christmas specials.
Oh, John Denver.
That's odd. Usually the blood gets off at the second floor.
Hey, I found a shortcut through a hedge maze.
Get away, you little! No, go easy on the wee one. His father's gonna go crazy and chop them all into haggis.
What's haggis?
Boy, you read my thoughts. You've got the shinning.
You mean shining.
Shh, you wanna get sued? Now look, boy. If your dad goes gaga, you just use that shin of yours to call me and I'll come a-running. But don't be reading my mind between 4 and 5. That's Willie's time.
Yes, by cutting off cable TV and the beer supply, I can ensure an honest winter's work out of those low lights.
Sir, did you ever stop to think that maybe it was doing this that caused the previous caretakers to go insane and murder their family?
Perhaps. Tell you what, we come back and everyone's slaughtered, I owe you a Coke.
Cable's out. Think I'll have a beer. Not a drop in the house. What do you know?
Homer, I'm impressed. You're taking this quite well.
I'll kill you! I'll kill all of you!
Homer!
Sorry. Don't worry. There's plenty I can do to keep myself occupied. Maybe I'll check out that axe collection. See you later.
Mom, is Dad gonna kill us?
We're just gonna have to wait and see.
So, what'll it be, Homer?
Mo, give me a beer!
No, not unless you kill your family.
Why did I kill my family?
They'd be much happier as ghosts.
You don't look so happy.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm very happy. La 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 la. See? Now waste your family, I'll give you a beer.
Homer? Homie? What he's typed will be a window into his madness. Feeling fine. Wow, that's a relief. This is less encouraging.
Hello!
Well, what do you think, Marge? All I need is a title. I was thinking along the lines of no TV and no beer, make Homer something something.
Go crazy?
Don't mind if I do!
Stay away from me, Homer!
Give me the bat, Marge! Give me the bat! Give me the bat! Come on! Give me the bat! Dirty cat.
Yeah.
You stay here till you're no longer insane. Chili will be good tonight.
Homer, it's Mo. Look, some of the ghouls and I are a little concerned. The project isn't moving forward.
Can't murder now. Eating.
Oh, for crying out loud. Come on.
No!
Here's Johnny! Don't! David Letterman!
Hi, David. I'm Grandpa.
Don't! I'm Mike Wallace. I'm Marley Schaefer. And I'm Ed Bradley. All this and Andy Rooney tonight on 60 Minutes.
Hello, police. This is Marge Simpson. My husband is on a murderous rampage. Over.
Oh, well, thank God that's over. I was worried there for a second.
No answer.
Don't worry, Mom. I can use my shinning to call Willie.
And that was the first time she'd ever flown a plane.
Uh-oh. The little fat boy and his family are in trouble. I'm coming to rescue a lot of you. All right, Looney. Show me what you got. Is that the best you can do?
Oh, my. I hope that rug was Scotch Garden.
Must kill family.
I've been given rifles, but no ammunition. Fortunately, there was a hardware store.
Television! Teacher! Mother!
Secret lover. Urge to kill. Fading. Fading. Fading.
Rising!
Fading. Fading. Gone. Come, family. Sit in the snow with Daddy and let us all bask in television's warm, glowing, warming glow.
Live from Broadway, it's the Tony Awards with your hosts, Tyne Daly and Hal Linden.
Homer, change channel.
Can't. Frozen.
Urge to kill. Rising. You know, Marge, I've had my share of troubles, but sitting here now with you and the kids in our cozy home in this beautiful free country, it just makes me feel that I'm really a lucky guy.
Dad, your hand is jammed in the toaster!
What's that?
This shouldn't be too hard to fix with the right tools. There, better than new. Now to take her for a test toast. And what the?
Look at that! I'm the first non-Brazilian person to travel backwards through time!
Correction, Homer. You're the second.
That's right, Mr. Peabody!
Quiet, you.
I've gone back to the time when dinosaurs weren't just confined to zoos! Okay, don't panic. Remember the advice your father gave you on your wedding day.
If you ever travel back in time, don't step on anything, because even the tiniest change can alter the future in ways you can't imagine.
Fine. As long as I stand perfectly still and don't touch anything, I won't destroy the future. Stupid bug! You go squish now! Well, that was just one little insignificant mosquito. That can't change the future, right? Right? Phew! I'm back! Oh, my loving family. Nothing's changed.
Finally, ho, Slaverinos!
Oakley,
Oakley! Hey, what the hell is that geek Flanders doing on TV?
Oh, I see by the big board we got a negative Nelly in Sector 2. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask the whole family to kind of freeze and prepare for re-education.
Don't you remember, Dad? Flanders is the unquestioned lord and master of the world.
Don't!
Okay, everybody, let's see some big smiles. Just relax and let the hooks do their work.
What the hell are you smiling at? Oh.
Now, in case all that smiling didn't cheer you up, there's one thing that never fails. A nice glass of warm milk, a little nap, and a total frontal lobotomy.
It's not so bad, Homer. They go in through your nose and they let you keep the piece of brain they cut out.
Look.
Ooh, hello. Hello there. Who's that big man there? Who's that?
Join us, Father.
It's Bliss.
No! Oh, no. They're gaining on me. Quick, I have an idea. These wieners will give me the quick energy I need to escape. I gotta go back. Fix future. This time I'm not gonna touch a thing. Mustn't crush, mustn't kill. Made it. Oh, I wish I hadn't killed that fish. Hey, where is everybody?
Hey, there's a bug that looks like Dad. Let's kill it, okay?
This is gonna cost me. No! I mean, hey!
Good morning, Father dear. Hope you're well.
Are we taking the new Lexus to Aunt Patty and Selma's funeral today?
Fabulous house, well-behaved kids, sisters-in-law dead, luxury sedan. Woohoo! I hit the jackpot! Marge dear, would you kindly pass me a donut?
Donut? What's a donut?
It's raining again.
You're still not in your own world, Homer. I can get you home, but you have to do exactly as I...
This is indeed a disturbing universe.
Don't touch anything! I'll touch whatever I feel like!
Foolish. average Earthling, totally unprepared for the effects of time travel.
What happened to us, Kodos?
Quiet, you.
Good morning, dear.
What's my name? What color is the sky? What of donuts? What? For the love of God, tell me!
Homer, the sky is blue. Donuts are plentiful. Friday is TGIF night on ABC. What's gotten into you?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Let's just eat. Yes, close enough.
Hey, everybody! Let's all turn our desks backwards before Mrs. Krabappel shows up.
Huh? All right, backwards boy. Back your butt down to detention.
Over here, Simpson. The detention room is dangerously overcrowded, so you'll be serving your time in the cafeteria.
Oxygen running out.
Yes, you should have thought of that before you made that paper airplane. This overcrowding in detention is becoming critical. It's a powder keg waiting to go off in an explosion of unacceptable behavior.
Don't bitch to me, boss man. Thanks to the latest budget cuts, I'm down to using grade F meat.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was some sort of common solution to both our problems?
That would be great.
Hey, Bart, watch this. Oh, no! My favorite outfit!
Jim Gold, this is by far the worst... Jimbo, why don't you assist Lunch Lady Doris in the kitchen?
Bite me, Skinner.
Well, might we.
It's hard for me to clean this giant pot when you keep spilling meat tenderizer all over me. Oh, great! Now I gotta work in the dark!
This sandwich tastes so young and impudent. Seymour, what's with the good grub?
Well, perhaps I ought to let you folks in on a secret. You remember me telling Jimbo Jones that I'd make something of him one day?
Are you saying you killed Jimbo, processed his carcass, and served him for lunch?
I wonder where Jimbo is today. He should have beaten us up for our lunch money an hour ago.
Oh, lunch lady, pleased to have another sloppy Jimbo.
That's a good night.
No, that's your third helping, young man. It's making you fat and soft and tender. You just cut in line, didn't you? Report to detention, Uter.
For how long?
Oh, about 7 minutes a pound should do it.
Okay, I got your German grub right here.
Bart, does it strike you as odd that Uter disappeared and suddenly they're serving us this mysterious food called Uterbraten?
Oh, relax, kids. I've got a gut feeling Uter's around here somewhere. After all, isn't there a little Uter in all of us? In fact, you might even say we just ate Uter and he's in our stomachs right now. Wait, scratch that one.
Mom, you've got to help. They're cooking kids in the school cafeteria.
Listen, kids, you're 8 and 10 years old now. I can't be fighting all your battles for you.
But, Mom...
No buts. You march right back to that school, look them straight in the eye, and say, don't eat me.
Okay.
Since so many students have been put on permanent detention, we've merged everyone into a single class. I trust there are no objections. Detention.
Hey, you guys. I was just thinking that any one of us could be next. So what do you say we make a break for it?
Thank you.
Easy there, young man. You'll only make yourself tired and stringy. Now, to check on the free-range children.
Hold on, kids! I'm coming to rescue the lot of you! I'll get... Ow! Ugh, I'm bad at this.
I'm going to enjoy devouring you, Bart Simpson. Yes, I believe I'll start as you've so often suggested by eating your shorts.
Don't worry, guys. Something always comes along to save us. Nevertheless, I remain confident that something will come along and save the two Simpson children.
Relax, honey. You were just having a crazy nightmare. You're back with your family now where there's nothing to be afraid of. Except that fog that turns people inside out.
Huh?
Uh-oh, it's seeping in. Stupid cheap weather stripping.
Sign of people dancing till they make us stop.